Sick of procurement bottlenecks? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement, so your business keeps moving and growing. Score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Go to bill.com/procurement200. bill.com/procurement200.
Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your closing bell for March 11th, 2025. So mortgage rates went up a little bit today, and if you guys are sitting out there on an 8% rate, you need to get off of that thing. But we're going to try to explain today why this happened, and then why this happened, and why this happened. We had a deterioration of the equity markets. We had the bond market tumbling as well, pushing up mortgage rates. And then there's a lot of anxiety what's going to happen at the Federal Reserve's next meeting. But I can kind of sum all this up in one page. And that's what we're going to talk about here in a second. So my name is Dan Freo, where our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? I'll explain that all at the end of this video. Please watch the whole thing and you'll check out that at the end and you'll be quite surprised, I hope. So without further ado, what happened today? So I can go, let's go to the last page and figure this and go backwards. Okay. So if you have tariffs that change every day and you don't know what they're going to do, you have the immigration policy coming in. You have uncertainty in Europe. You have uncertainty in the Middle East. What would you do? Well, people continue to take money out of the stock market. So that anxiety and that fear continues. So people are just piling out of equities, okay? But they're not putting their money into bonds right now either. I'm going to show you that right through here. Here's the bond market. This is the MBS market. And this is mortgage bonds. The price of that bond went down 32 ticks. I'm going to explain what this means in a minute. But people were selling bonds as well. So the anxiety is now also, well, what's the Federal Reserve going to do at the next meeting? Well, the economic news might be giving us all that information. So let's get over to this to see just some of the information that came in today that made a market sell off and the bond market sell off. And then what's some information coming over the next 2 days that's really going to possibly change these to the good or the bad? So let's get to it. The data that we had today was the JOLTS index. Well, let's get over to Rick Santelli. He's got the report on the JOLTS index, and this is job openings and labor transfers. Pretty intriguing. So check this out. When we come back, we'll go back to the calendar because there was a bond issuance today that been really good. And then we have some inflation numbers that's coming out tomorrow, the next day, that I want to take a dive into. So Rick, take it away for us, buddy.
Let's get some JOLTS data just crossing the tape with Rick Santelli. Morning, Rick.
Good morning, Carl. Indeed, if you look at the markets, you're looking at interest rates at the highs of the session and equity markets doing better. Why? Because job openings and labor turnover, known as JOLTS.
Here's interesting. Watch this market. This is when he was announcing this morning. See, most of the indices, the Dow Jones was down, what, point something. Watch these indices coming off this number. Okay, so it's kind of interesting.
Comes in better than expected. January read expected to be around 7.6 million, comes at 7,740,000. Now, the good news is, of course, that this is a bit better sequentially than the slightly revised rear view mirror, which was 7.508 million. And that was the 4-year low in terms of the openings pace. So, indeed, a bit of a bounce. We see that right now we're hovering at 423 in a 10-year. That's up a couple of basis points on the day. 390 in a 2-year is up 1 basis point. And, of course, this is all after the equity markets continue to experience a significant amount of volatility based on a significant amount of uncertainty with revisions to potential tariffs of the past, how it may look in the future. Market continues to grapple with some of these details. Carl, back to you.
All right, Rick, thank you very much. Rick Santelli.
Okay, so I think a lot of investors are just sitting on the sidelines right now, and they're holding a cash position because they're not buying equities. They're not buying bonds. And they can be shorting these and other things. But if you go to the economic calendar, here's some interesting things that we just got in. And this is going to apply to interest rate. So this is important. Today we got that JOLTS index that Rick Santelli just spoke about. But then we had a 3-year treasury note auction. Okay, so what this is when the government doesn't have enough money, they have to sell bonds. Well, the last time they had to issue these bonds, the yield, I'm sliding that up there, the yield took 4.3% yield to sell all those bonds. They sold all those bonds at a 3.9 yield. So the rates are coming down. And is this because there's not as much bonds being issued? Could be a good roll. So that might give us a trajectory of where, you know, if we don't have as much bond issuance out there, could that in turn drive rates down just by doing that? That's what we're going to watch. But then we have tomorrow, we have consumer inflation coming in. And then the next day we have producer inflation. The producer inflation is going to be really interesting because most of this probably doesn't include what the tariffs are going to do, how long they're going to do it, and so forth. So if you have a producer inflation, that's the PPI in the front of this. So what we're having in the next 2 days is we have CPI coming out on Wednesday. That's consumer inflation. And then we have the PPI coming out on Thursday. That's producer inflation. So we focus in on the producer inflation to see if it's up or down. Okay, the last reading was 0.3. It's supposed to stay at 0.3. But that's probably not packed in with tariffs yet. So what's it going to do next reading? So then that's going to start flowing over to consumer inflation. Because if producer inflation goes up, consumer inflation is going to go up. And what's the Fed going to do? Going to be stuck between a rock and a hard place. So then you might have, you know, the job market not staying steady, but then you have other dynamics over there. So it's going to be uncertain times. That's why I think there's a lot of a big cash position right now in the markets. So to conclude everything, I'll just say it this way. If you have a rate right now, if you're a homeowner, this might be a great opportunity for you to refinance. And don't wait. You know, I have the saying, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. Don't wait for the rate to come down an extra 0.1 to do something. If your break-even point is 6 months or less, you might want to look at doing it. So how do you find out if this works, or how can you afford a house in today's market with these rates? Well, I'd love to be able to help. Okay, so who am I? What do? I have that slogan, one application, one credit pool, 30 lenders. What are we talking about? Well, first thing I want to do is introduce to you the optoutprescreener.com. Now, this is just a public service announcement. This website is basically, if you signed up for the do not call list, hopefully you sign up for this thing, because if you apply for a loan, a mortgage with any bank or lender or me, what happens is when we pull your credit, the credit agencies now have the ability to sell your data. So they'll sell your data. That's called a trigger lead. If you want to stop that from happening, go to optoutprescreener.com and fill that out. It's a government thing, and you'll get put on that list that your data can't be sold anymore. So that's my public service. Now, who am I and what do I do? Well, my name is Dan Frio. I've done this over 35 years. I'd love to be your loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states. And well, here's the setup. Our slogan's one application, one credit pool. We shop your loan over 30 lenders. How do we do that? Well, the bank I work at is pretty interesting. We're a federal bank, and that means I'm licensed in 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And the interesting part of it, we're set up with 30 other lenders, and we can use their rates, their programs. There's two right now that have down payment assistance programs. One's for $6,000, $4,500. We can. First thing we do is when we're trying to get you qualified, we explore all those avenues for you. And that's what we do. So we're looking to partner up with the people out there that just need help. If your only concern is you just want the lowest rate, I might not be your person for you. We want to help. We want to partner with you. We don't want to lose you during the transaction. But we're looking for people that really want help, from basically application to keys in their pocket, or the application to getting to save or skip 2 months mortgage payments, and, you know, lowering their payments $500. Love to help. So how do you find me? How does all this work? Well, go to rateupdate.com. Here's my website. You can do several different things. One, put in your application right up through there. There's apply now. Two, you can schedule a consultation with me right through here. Just so you know, if you put in your application, I'm not going to be pulling your credit. I'll get you on the phone. Within 24 hours, I'll probably call you and ask you any questions or answer any questions that you have, and probably have some questions of my own. So that you can be assured of that. Or if you want to just call in and do just that, just scroll down to the bottom of our website and there's our 800 number right there. You can call us at 844-775-5626. Or if you'd like, please leave any comments that you might have down below. But if you really want to reach out to me and you need some assistance directly from me, just email me at Dan at therateupdate.com. Just give me your information, what your question might be. Give me your contact information as well. I'd like to reach out to you. I'll give you a phone call, answer that question that you might have, or any other questions that you might have as well. So that's our report. Tomorrow we will be live with a couple realtors out in the Arizona area. And then Thursday we will be live at the St. Charles, Illinois Library. We're going to be live with a friend of mine, John Hall. He's running for mayor, and we're going to interview him so you guys can learn who he is, what he's all about, and ask any questions that you want on that stream as well. So hopefully you join us on our live events as well. But if you learned something today, all I ask you to do is click the subscribe button over there if you would. And other than that, God bless you. Have a great evening, and hope to see you here tomorrow morning. Same time, same place. Have a great night. Bye-bye.